live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a Tuesday edition, Crossroads Sports Radio Show, episode number 256. I am your host, Brandon Reif. We'll be joined by my co-host, Jonathan Birdsong, here momentarily. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is a big, big night in the association. This is a type of night that is franchise-altering type of night. Myself, Jonathan Birdsong, we will be talking NBA playoffs. We have the NBA draft lottery tonight here in an hour. 8 o'clock, draft lottery. Me and Jonathan are going to watch and live react here on the show tonight for that final half hour of our show. We'll find out who gets number one pick, who gets Victor Wembanyama. Myself and Jonathan will be doing that. All that and more. Let's bring my co-host on here, JB. There's going to be a franchise tonight. Their action is going to be turned drastically.
Absolutely, man. Everybody's been enamored. Thanks, man, for welcome. You know, it's good to be back, man. You know, but yeah, man, Victor Wembanyama, we sweepstakes. We find out where he goes to play at in the NBA draft lottery tonight, man. So a lot of excitement around that. A lot of talk around, you know, saying sports network about what that kind of looks like. You know, saying who that, you know, saying who might get the number one pick. The Pacers actually have a shot, you know what I'm saying, at getting the number one pick. They'll finish, we all know, you know what I'm saying, no worse than the top seven. So, but yeah, man, some excitement tonight as far as, like, who's, you know what I'm saying, those fresh faces we just saw, you know what I'm saying, in March and April in the tournament, you know what I'm saying, those guys as well. Some of those, you know what I'm saying, what, you know what I'm saying, all that's going to come to pay, you know what I'm saying, tonight. We get to see, like, you know what I'm saying, where everybody goes.
Yeah, tonight is
potentially.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. The Pacers actually have a shot to be eighth as well, and even ninth, John. It's a minimum shot, but the biggest odds for the Pacers right now, locally here, are the Pacers to be the eighth pick right now. That's the greatest odds for Vegas, sure, that they are going to have the eighth pick. There is a 6% chance they could have the number one pick tonight. Mm-hmm. There's also a 18% chance, or no, I think it's, sorry, it's a 23% chance that they could have one of the top four picks, that they could be in the top four. They will not have the fifth or sixth. The way that's been determined already, there's no possible way they can get the fifth and sixth. So they can have the seventh, the fourth, the third, the second, the first, the eighth, or the ninth pick tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that math works out for no five or six, but it's there has been seven franchises, John, who had the seventh best odds going into the lottery and have found their way into a top three pick. So it has happened before. The crazy thing is that it's already been determined in the back room of the venue that they're doing it under lock and key. I was listening to somebody today who's been in one of the past ones, and just what the process goes. They let media back there, but you have to put all your cell phones away until after the show and all that, but it goes the entire process. So all the cards, all that's already been determined. It just gets unveiled later tonight in about an hour. And, we will see what happens. We're going to live react here on the show as they do the 14 lottery selections. We will see. Also, John, we got NBA playoffs. We are in the conference finals, and don't blink your eyes. I never thought I'd say, hey, we're back in 2020 because of the year, crazy year it was. But we've got bubble conference finals. We've got Lakers and Nuggets. Game one starts tonight after the lottery. And then we've got Celtics and Heat in the other one. John, the Lakers knocked off the Warriors 4-2. We kind of went live on Saturday and talked about that. Klay Thompson, horrible series. You know, these Warriors, is the dynasty over? But I doubt it. Sounds like they want everybody back, except for Bob. Except for the GM, he might be the one leaving because he doesn't have the balls to trade any of the guys.
Oh, man.
So it looks like he's going to be out for them. Lakers, conference finals against the Nuggets. They split the season series 2-2. John, what's your thoughts?
Just going into we're talking about playing Denver, right?
Yep.
They got a handful with the two-time MVP in Jokic, right? They got to get the best. You got to get the best version of Anthony Davis that you every night, and that's kind of how I see it. We know LeBron's going to do what LeBron does, but Anthony Davis got to be, you know what I'm saying, all-star level every night.
Joker, he's averaging 30 points this postseason, 11 career triple-doubles in his playoffs. It's the most by a center all time. I think he's going to have to play bully ball, as he's done in the past at some points. I think he's going to have to play bully ball to Anthony Davis, because Anthony Davis doesn't really like contact. Anthony Davis doesn't really like bully ball. I think that's where the Nuggets, as long as he doesn't get stupid to pick up fouls, but you can play bully ball against him.
Right, you know, Nikola Jokic likes to, you know, play in the phone booth offensively, so there's going to be a lot of elbows high and, you know, Anthony Davis' head. Let's hope it doesn't connect, right? You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm really hoping for a injury-free series where nobody kind of comes up and pulls up lame with a hamstring or anything like that. I think Brandon, quite honestly, I mean, there's another player from on the Lakers side that has a little bit of star power that can get hot.
Austin Reed?
Russell.
Oh.
Well, hold on, man. I like Austin Reed, man. I don't want to back his. I think sometimes his offensive capabilities are a little bit limited. He's a dynamic player, though. He's going to get paid this summer. But, you know what I'm saying? On the other side, Brandon, look at the other side. You couldn't tell me you don't think, you know what I'm saying, the Denver Nuggets play offense, even if Jokic gets into foul trouble. Let's say something crazy like that. Like, what? Then they go to the Porter Jr. Then they can go through Aaron Gordon. You know what I'm saying? They have bench support in Bruce, what's the kid's name? Bruce Brown. You know what I'm saying? Who's a spark plug off the bench. You know what I'm saying? So, the Lakers will try to, I think, slow the tempo down, which might not necessarily be what they really, really want to do, because that's kind of put folk plays in the Denver's hands too. You know what I'm saying? But I think Denver's definitely the faster team. What are they going to get out of, excuse me, Brandon, what are the Lakers going to get out of, you know what I'm saying, what's the kid who had the great Walker for, and Hachimura? They've been spotty, but very inconsistent, you know what I mean? And when they had their moment, their big spot, you know what I'm saying, they came up for the team. But, like, the Denver Nuggets got a lot of offensive firepower, man.
They do. Who is going to have a bigger influence in the Western Conference Finals, LeBron or Joker? I feel like it's probably going to be Joker, I think, right?
Nah, man. LeBron getting calls, man. LeBron's already whining. I'm sorry. You know, hey, man, you know LeBron works the referees, man.
Everybody does.
And you know, he's the main one. So that part of the game, I think I would side with the Lakers. But they got, I mean, defensively, I think the Lakers, you know, they'll try to keep it close. They can't get to a shootout. Back and forth with Denver. This isn't the same Lakers team that went 2-2. You sent me that a while back. They split two.
Yes.
They went 2-2 this year, so they split the 4-game series this year. So, but this is
one of the games LeBron and AD did not play. So,
Okay, so yeah, I would even say this is almost even not a completely different team, but it's a Denver team that's definitely locked in. They ain't been this close since how long? Never.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely not with Jokic. So,
Who do you like, and how many games?
Who do I like? And how many games? Man, I really like Denver, and I like Denver in six games.
I'm gonna say Nuggets in seven.
Wow. Seven. Wow.
Give me seven. I want them all.
You think LeBron got a hyperbaric chamber in his hotel room so he can deal with the Denver altitude?
I hope. I mean, listen, I'd like to see Bron give another title. I've never been shy of that. I'm a Bron fan. I just, I don't know. I feel like the way they've played this season, it's got to catch up to you at some point, and it could be here. So we'll see. I think Denver takes tonight. I think they win tonight's game fairly easy. 8-9 points, I think they win tonight. I'd like to see it go seven, I think, Denver. John, we talked a little on Saturday with it, but we got to recap it a little bit. Warriors dynasty, is it a wrap? And where do the Warriors go from here?
I know everybody's kind of calling for Klay Thompson. For them to trade him or whatever, man. I think he just takes a big, massive pay cut, and he stays there. Jordan Poole, I don't know. On the live show that we did this past week, I don't know what's going on with Jordan Poole to the team. He just went broke.
That $50,000 date.
Yeah, terribly broke. So we have Ice Spice. There's some other young pieces that they have. That I think they'll still keep around, but Draymond Green is the elephant in the room, right? So unless it's crazy, Brandon. So like, what's going on in Phoenix? And I parallel. So like, why are you automatically turning to Phoenix? Because I say that because Draymond Green can either stay or he goes to one of the other two big Western powerhouses in Phoenix. My personal opinion, in Phoenix or Los Angeles Lakers. But that's how I kind of see with the Golden State Warriors. No, not a whole lot of, hey, man, let's put Jordan Poole with Andrew Wiggins and see if we can get, you know what I'm saying, Towns or something. You know what I mean? I said Gobert. The Golden State Warriors are a little woefully thin at the center position. You know what I mean? And Gobert could probably help him with some of that. Could Gobert fit with that team? I know somebody listening to me say, man, Gobert can't play with Steph. Man, well, you know, it's all about who, you know what I'm saying, if the guys can get along. But, you know, but I think Jordan Poole is kind of the odd man out, man. His play, like, declined. And maybe he needs to change the place, a new destination, a new home. You got to tell that. But his stock is still kind of high because he didn't necessarily have a terrible season. He just had a terrible playoff series. I kind of see there's no panic with the Golden State Warriors, I think, at all. And because even with the irritants that Draymond Green, like, they are fine with it. It's like they're goofy, not goofy, but it's like their uncle who comes over and gets on your nerves or whatever, but you love him because he's your uncle. He says all the wrong things, but he's your uncle. He's a flaming idiot, but he's your uncle, and you love him. So, I don't know, man. A lot of me says, like, I don't think anything happens. They run it back with the same squad, minus maybe Jordan Poole and another piece.
Okay. The Suns, we hit on them. Suns are looking to shop Chris Paul. That's a lot of money, $30 million next year. Looking to shop him, get him out of there. The Suns are now shopping DeAndre Ayton after they finessed the Pacers last year. Now they're already ready to get rid of him. They fired their head coach, Monty Williams. They're eyeing the likes of Tyronn Lue from the Clippers, which is crazy, that they would try to go out and get him. You know, there's also Budenholz that's out there, Frank Vogel, and Doc Rivers, who just got fired today from the 76ers. So there's those type of people out there, possibly for the Suns. it sounds like James Harden wants to either go to Houston or to Phoenix. You believe that, going back to Houston? Harden wants to go back to Houston or Phoenix for next season. I don't – man, there's just a lot going on. First, let's hit Suns, and then the craziness with the 76ers.
The 76ers, man, like
– I said Suns first. Suns are first, going to order.
You want to do the Suns? The Suns?
Yep.
Kevin Durant is in Ishan Bazir. Why would James – I mean, I call you James. Brandon, why would James Harden be with the Phoenix Suns? They about to ruin Devin Booker's – but, like, listen, they about to ruin Devin Booker's career. Listen, why would Ishiba ever think about James Harden? When has it worked out?
It hasn't.
When has it the MVP season?
He's getting older.
It's disappointing. It's very disappointing, Brandon. He has became.
But it's also on Doc Rivers because he sucks. He can't.
Well,
he
wait
sucks.
A minute, Brandon. We can't have a center Joel Embiid thinking he's a shooting guard. Like,
too
he's
late.
7 foot. Man, the 76ers, that's bad. They're going to get another coach fired. Whoever's
the 76ers are Ian Budenholzer, Sam Cassell, Mike D'Antoni, Nick Nurse, and Frank Vogel.
Can you believe that? Mike D'Antoni?
He's the only one that can corral James Harden.
Mike D'Antoni? Is it worth it? But, man, it's not worth the headache, man. Not for me. So, like, Kevin Durant is telling Ishiba.
Give Dan Burke the job.
He's telling me, damn, that maybe. But I don't know. I don't know if Dan can last the whole season as the head coach. But listen, Ishiba, I think Kevin Durant is in Ishiba's ear. He's telling him, hey, man, it's going to work out. We'll make it work out, blah, blah, blah. What else you got to do? This kid, Aiden, don't want to. He's a punk. He don't want to play. Move him out anyway. But here's what's kooky, man. Jay, remember the former Pacer? What's his name? He's a general manager over there. He's going to get fired, too.
James Jones.
He's going to get fired. Yeah, he's going to get fired. Who's going to be the coach of the Phoenix Suns? Hot damn mess.
Kevin Johnson? Dan Marley?
Dan Marley. He's
Edgar
Sabalas? Is he still
Rex
at Grand
Chapman? A.C. Green?
Give him to me. Charles Barkley.
I just keep going, you know.
Jeff Hornacek, Tom Chambers.
Tom Chambers. I was thinking Tom Gugliotta, but I don't think he played down there.
He
for
wasn't. No, hey man, Gugliotta was a son for a minute.
Was he? I thought he was.
I had to find it, man.
I'm looking right now because I don't want somebody to fact check me and call my ass out.
Man, he was a son. Jason
he
King.
Played for – he did play for
Anthony
the Suns. 98 to 02-03. El Penny, come on, baby.
Googly, oogly, oogly. I remember
Reggie Miller, going to be a Suns coach. Come on now. He loves it out there. But to be honest, I mean, the NBA is just recycling coaches because all these head coaches got fired looking for getting jobs now. Budenholz,
right.
I think, will be the coach. But here's another thing. You talk about the headache of James Harden coaching him out there wherever he would go if he stayed in Philly or went to – but what about Kevin Durant, man? You know I'm the biggest banging the drum against Kevin Durant this year. Like, this dude gets coaches fired.
Brady, I listen, the playoffs have made the season kind of like you forget about it. The season was terrible for me. The playoffs have been a little bit better. But, like, when these stars don't show up in these quote-unquote, and it's not even quote-unquote, these are big-time games, man. Why didn't you show up?
Right.
Ayton, you wasn't out there. Why didn't you show up, Joel Embiid? You had,
right.
Wait a minute, James Harden had 9 points. Joel had 15. You the MVP. Give the MVP trophy back. He needs to give it to Joker.
His mom already took it.
Okay, well. It's horrible, man. The MVP
had
6 points in a game 7.
John, they got blitzed. I sent you a text. I watched the game. Third quarter was a rout by Jason Tatum, an explosion. who I used to I called some shit on Jason Tatum back in the day, but my God, there was no end in sight. It was Rainmaker 3 after Rainmaker 3 after Rainmaker 3.
Yeah, he wasn't gonna miss.
And it wasn't even just him. Brogdon hitting shots, Jaylen Brown hitting shots.
Man.
You know, now Horford hitting shots.
Ain't that terrible? Malcolm Brogdon, 12 points in a game 7, and it wasn't for the Pacers. I'll digress. No, man.
But, yeah, I don't know who coaches him. Bob Knight? Shoot, I don't.
No.
Coach K?
Dan Dockage?
Dan Dockage?
And three foolish men, I put you right in that category.
I mean, he put you right up there. Speaking of idiots, I want to talk about idiots real quick.
What you got?
John Morant. This dude doesn't get it. He doesn't get it, John. And I want you – you went in on him a little bit from the last time, but – I sent you a video that it was broken down all the crap that he's done over time.
Right.
John, how does he not – it's 2 months later. Does his dumbass brain not pick it up the first time?
Man, I couldn't believe it. I thought it was a joke. I gotta stop thinking that, you know what I'm saying, these things are hoax. There's no really hoaxes anymore. Like, I grew up in a time that was hoax, man. You know what I'm saying? They said, hey, you know what I'm saying, Bob Barker's dead. Bob Barker ain't dead. Bob Barker's alive right now. Everybody thought Bob Barker was dead. He's alive right now. It's a hoax if you thought he was dead. The point is, like, John Morant is the face, is one of the faces of the NBA because he's young. He's under 20. I do believe he's under 25. And, you know, he's, you know, impacted the culture. The youth love him. But, like, he's in the transition of, like, it's a head scratch, man. It's really definitely a head scratch because it seems like a family man at the same time too. Trying to portray that, but at the same time, man, you're running around here with pistols and flashing in it like, you know what I'm saying, you're a Billy Badass and like living a lifestyle that's not what you really are. You're not a drug dealer. You're
He's
not
a fraud.
Rat, you know what I'm saying?
He's a
you're
fraud.
Not a rat star. You know what I'm saying? And I'm unfortunately, those types of things, that type of imagery is painted with, you know what I'm saying, what I just kind of, you know what I'm saying, with rap stars, unfortunately. But, like, Brandon, I know you saw it, or maybe you didn't, but, like, he, you know what I'm saying, like, real gangsters are now calling him out because, like, you know what I'm saying, real gangsters are like, dude, you over here, you on TV every other day, you make, you know what I'm saying, $30 million a year. And for you to try to want to slide up on and do like street culture, it doesn't make sense. It's like idiotic. you can't help. Where did John Morant go to school? It was Murray State.
Murray State down in Kentucky.
Man. They might want to rescind.
John, the steal one of the friends from our guy JMV. This the jackassery that John Morant is portraying. I think he's one of the dumbest dudes in the NBA. All of this track record that he has, there was an issue with his mom somewhere. No, it was at a Foot Locker with an employee, and he asked her to leave because she was causing the scene, and she called her son, and her son brought up 8 dudes and tried to beat up the clerk and threatened him. He went in the back room and hid for 30 minutes, then went in the parking lot, and his buddies were trying to beat him up out there.
Wow.
And then, I mean, it's just, I heard it all. And then you had the incident with another incident with one of his buddies that happened at an AAU game, and John Morant acted like an idiot. And then you got the Pacers incident. Then you had the first gun incident. Apparently, Dad don't give a shit because Dad just like smiling, being in the public, you know, and saying, "Hey, look at me, I look like Usher." That's what his son. That's what his dad's doing. John, at some point, and let's be real, people, that was a hoax, and he lied, and it was just for PR stunt for that ESPN interview he did with Jalen Rose.
Yeah.
Let's be real,
that was
okay?
Pretty bad.
this idiot
bad, man,
has a group of friends. Well, I don't even know if you want to call them friends, acquaintances, whatever. They don't give a shit about his well-being, his future, and all that. And you know what?
No.
I'm at that point where you've tried with this dude. It doesn't work. It is what it is. I hate to say, John, but whatever happens to him, happens to him. I'm at that point.
Because
he's
going to
do
this
with a
wrong
person one day.
Correct. That's what I always tell people, man. People love Tupac and glorify Tupac, but the same gangster members that he ran around with were the same people that killed him. Different, you know, from the same set. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, don't start running this street stuff. Don't make sense. The world John Morant built for himself as a basketball, you know what I'm saying, up-and-coming basketball star in the NBA, like, that makes sense. Like, dude, the world of that, like, you need to separate yourself from that. If you're trying to pull that into over here, it has never worked for anybody. It's not going to work for you right now. So why would you, you know what I'm saying? Why would you try to blend that together, man? I'm a wish him well. I will say this, man, the NBA will not allow anybody to be any NBA, I don't think any NBA superstar to, like everybody says, like the Shield,
tarnish
the NFL,
the Shield.
The NBA got the similar, you know what I'm saying? They're just things that are kind of contractually built. They won't go, like the NFL come with a hammer and be like, it's about the Shield, and like that's when, you know, a player got cut because, you know what I'm saying? What the NBA does, they'll suspend. And when the suspension comes, like, you miss a check, a game check. Dude, a John Morant game check is like, what, $89,000? You know what I'm saying? The goons will leave then once you can't pay them. You know what I mean? Or, you know what I'm saying, once you ain't getting paid. So it really doesn't make sense what's going on with this particular superstar. But, like, Brandon, we are in the States. Like, he ain't the only one. Well, he's the only one with, like, street stuff going on. But, like, this other stories of, like, this. You said let's be real. I think guys,
let's be real.
These young men get this mega cash deal up front. They know it's guaranteed, and they get an attitude, I don't have to come to work. Or I can be whatever the fuck I want to be. Sorry, pardon my French. I can be the fuck what I want to be because the NBA embraces all types. But yeah, the NBA is but still a business that wants to protect his brand.
Right.
That wants to protect his brand. So, like, hey, man, like, it's not about, he said something in his statement about wanting to be more like LeBron. No, man, be more like what you envision. The NBA has to be here for another, has to be here for another 50 years or more, you know, or 75 years or more because we all love it. We all love it. Hey, man, John, you say it right, Brandon. One person cannot stop the flow of this show, man. John Morant, if you can't realize how special you are, how special you could be part of this NBA, that's too bad, man. Go on, flash your guns on Instagram. There'll be another application. You know what I'm
saying? How long do they suspend? Because you got to make it. You got to make it hurt. I feel like you do. Because the last one, it didn't do anything.
Man, you got to make it so it got to be 35 to 40. It has to be. It has to be.
Half a season?
35 to 40. 30, that would be 40 games. It has to be. He has to feel the physical.
Okay, okay. I agree. I totally agree with that. We got some breaking news.
I only like the fine, but yeah, no fine.
Breaking news. World of College Basketball. Fitting. From our local product here, Ball State.
There we go.
Previously, John, we know Peyton Sparks left the program and went down to Indiana to play college basketball for the Hoosiers coming up this season. So Mike Lewis lost as one of his top guys. They lost another guy, John, and Ball State transfer Jalen Sellers. This is from John Rothstein, the college basketball guru.
Okay.
Ball State transfer Jalen Sellers is currently visiting UCF. There's like 7 or 8 teams that are wanting his services, D1 style. Obviously D1, but above kind of the mid-major market. So, but Jalen
right.
Sellers, another Ball State product, looks like out of Muncie.
Well, you know that the portal is ever shifting, and what was rock solid 2 weeks ago might not be rock solid, you know what I'm saying, 2 minutes ago. Ball State is somewhat of a flux, I guess. You know what I'm saying? It's fluid, man. They got a lot of players that came in from the portal, but like now they got another guy leaving. So it is, as me and Brandon kind of follow, you know what I'm saying, as we're alumni, it is kind of disheartening to hear that, man, because the best thing, correct me if I'm wrong, the best thing for a mid-major school, like for guys to gel and to get older, not just keep on jumping from school to school. Like it doesn't work like that. On a mid-major level, my personal opinion doesn't work like that on a mid-major level. So, you know, hopefully, Coach Lewis, when we can get him on, right? Hopefully, Coach Lewis can get a corral on, you know what I'm saying, on this and on this portal thing as far as Ball State is concerned, and keep a guy. I mean, they really need some guys. Just like I said, jail to stay around.
Yeah.
With some match titles.
We're half hour away, John, from the lottery. We'll have our talks with the lottery pick. So. We've been playing all leading up to this, John. We've been doing our tankathon, our NBA draft tankathon. I think it's no better time than to kind of do it right now, to give ourselves a couple tankathon simulators to see where our Pacers get at and stuff for it. So, without further ado, let me scan it and da 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 da. Okay, so. With the eighth pick in the NBA 2023 mock tankathon draft, the Indiana Pacers, John, have the eighth pick and pick Jarice Walker, power forward, Houston. I like that selection if they go that route, because the power forward, let's be real, it's like the revolving door down at Circle Center Mall. It's just player after player after player has played that power forward position. Jarice Walker, Cam Whitmore, Taylor Hendricks from UCF. They're not sexy names, but they're names that can fill that power forward position. 6'8", 6'7", 6'9", respectively. We'll see kind of where that could fit in for it. So it's possible. 30 minutes away.
Hey, man, that's draft. Wow. Right. Hey, man, that's not that wouldn't be a bad name if that were to, like, kind of fall to them. That's kind of what he's probably one of the top two defensive guys in this draft. I would say the kid, once you see this kid, Amen Thompson. Oh, my God, Brandon. But he's going to be, like, top three, top four.
Yeah.
But, man, Walker would be a good spot, good pickup for the Pacers, for Darshan.
Yeah, absolutely. So 35 minutes away. We're excited for it. I'm going to do one more just for the – ho-ho! Ho-ho! You got to believe. You've got to believe. With the first pick in the NBA mock draft, the Indiana Pacers select Victor Wembanyama. John, there's a small shot. I would like it. I would be happy. Here's my thing, John. I think even if the Pacers got number two, I still don't think they would go with Scoot Henderson. They don't need a point guard. I still think they would take Brandon Miller at the two or the three.
Right. Brandon Miller. At three?
Six, nine, 200-pound
freshman. Yeah, Brandon Miller is a very impactful, he's going to be a very versatile player on the next level, either as a shooting guard or a small forward, my personal opinion. If you're going to put a knock on the kid, it doesn't necessarily attack at the rim like you would want it, like you think he should, like attack. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes he settles for, like, floaters and whatnot. And then sometimes you might, you know what I'm saying, like in the tournament, he kind of, like, disappeared after the little hot run. So, I don't know. I mean, he'll be there. But it's like the kid, Amen Thompson's athleticism, like it's gonna be there too, man. But you know what I'm saying? We've seen more of Brandon Miller, so I would I would edge it. You know what I'm saying? If you twist more between those two players.
Okay. We'll do the prediction now. That way, we'll have it going into the tankathon here or the draft lottery, and people can play it back and make fun of us, call us idiots, call us smart, whatever. John,
dude,
your prediction for the Indiana Pacers What lottery ball is getting picked out for the Pacers tonight? Give me yours. I'll give you mine.
You said we can't get five. You said we can't get five.
Can't get five or
then
six.
I say we're going to flow right in at a good old safety seven.
You're going to say seven. Okay. So
yep.
John says seven. My
Brandon
heart.
Pie in the sky.
What?
I said Brandon thinking pie in the sky.
I'm going to say four.
Whew. That high.
I'm going to say four. And I'll tell you this even, John. I don't even know if we would draft at four, to be honest. I could see that being traded by Pritchard if we got the fourth pick. Because after the first three, really four through nine are kind of interchangeable with players, really.
This is true. What you're saying is true.
Clemen Thompson, Jarace Barker, Asir Thompson, Cam Whitmore, Anthony Black, Taylor Hendricks. Those guys are all kind of interchangeable a little bit for what you're looking at. It's really a three-man race for the top. Wembanyama, Scoot, and Brandon Miller. Any other time, Brandon Miller would be the number one pick overall. So,
right.
We'll see. I'm gonna be optimistic. I'm going to be optimistic. People say, you're so down on the Pacers all the time. I'm just being realistic back then. I'm going to say four. Let's go up and get that fourth pick. Let's make a little thunder. Why not? Why not, Pacers? Who gets the number one pick, John? Who is your selection for the number one pick? Who gets that lucky lottery ball? Your odds tonight, let me give you your odds. Detroit has obviously the top three have a 14% chance. Detroit, Houston, San Antonio, and then Charlotte, 12.5%.
Charlotte, I thought, man. I'm gonna say Houston.
You're saying Charlotte?
No, I said Houston. I'm saying Houston.
Houston. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go San Antonio.
It makes too much sense for it to be the Spurs. And
it makes too much sense, dog. Every time,
yeah.
Whether it be Tim Duncan, you know, they would get themselves a crazy star player.
Right.
What's I forget the actual term they use, larger than life talent, like they did Tim Duncan. Man, this is for the Spurs. I actually put $20 on the Spurs to get the number one pick. For those odds were perfect. They were plus $7.50.
he already has a relationship, you know what I'm saying, with Tony Parker. So, again, it would already be like, you know what I'm saying, coming into the family. Victor Wembanyama, you know what I'm saying, whenever we find out here in the next 25 minutes or so, whoever's number one pick, whatever team picks number one, that's where he's going to be. It's going to be a mess if it is Houston because I don't know if they'll know if that's like the team, like the guards.
It's going to be a mess if it's Detroit. Like, how many number one guys can you get?
Hey, man, Detroit. Oof. No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be bad up there. They got him and Jay 90. Come on,
him and Ivy and Cade and Killian Hayes. How many guys?
Hey, man, let's go. They're going to be real young. They'd be off.
Luka
Garza,
not Luka.
Luka Garza. If he's still, he's still around, but no, nah, yeah, he's still around. But
I think it's the Spurs. I do.
Yeah.
And you said, sorry, I'm doing two things at once.
No.
You said Houston.
Yeah, I said Houston. Yeah.
That makes too much sense. Because Houston, they just had. If we look back, they had previously last year they had the number three pick. They took Jabari Smith. The
right.
year before that, they had the number two pick. They took Jalen Green.
Right.
So
they're going to get this kid, man, and like whenever like he's special enough so that when he comes on the basketball court, like you can't he's that special. Like there's no part of the game that he's not going to impact. This teammate that's currently on that roster. Is not just like nah, man. That's not a good conducive team. I would want to put around him. Jalen Green has been a disappointment, as well as Porter, who's been traded out how many times, right?
Yep.
With San Antonio, though, Brandon, Popovich, if Popovich was 10 years younger, he's not. He's 74 years old, man. You know, and I'm not.
Didn't he retire?
He retired, or it's not been official, man. But listen, you talk about who goes. Monty Williams is just as familiar with that organization as he with anybody else's as well. So that whole situation just bugs me about Phoenix and cutting ties with him. But there it is. But like Victor Wembanyama showing up. I mean,
you said his name like six different times tonight, six different ways.
Victor Wembanyama. When he gets here, man, I would like to say, if it is the Spurs, man, I would just be leery of like, pop, like who do he hasn't really put the torch in anybody else's hands to like run that program to where it needs to go. Pat Riley, it sits up in the tower, in the booth. We know he plays checkers or chess rather, but like my goodness, man, Eric Foles has been there for how many years? 17. You know what I mean? So I want Victor Wembanyama. That's why I said Houston. I want him to get to the Spurs, but even if he gets to the Spurs, man, like what is that nurturing process going to look like?
I would love to have him in Indiana. Why not us, John? Why not? All my hopes. No, this is the time where all the Pacers fans are happy and optimistic. That's going to get crushed here in about 18 minutes. But we have a shot.
It could be Orlando.
Huh?
Could it be Orlando?
Oh.
I hope it's not. That'd be illegal, Brandon. That would be illegal, wouldn't it?
It'd be about as illegal as if it was Portland.
If they had
to give Damian Lillard something.
And Pablo Banchero?
I mean, Portland would make me more upset with him and Dame Lillard there.
Nah, he ain't going to Portland. Doesn't the Mavericks have like a 10% chance?
No. Dallas has a 3%.
Well, they tanked that last game.
Okay. They tanked the last 10. They went 2-8.
No, I'm saying to remember they pulled the starters out. Well, that was some of that.
Yeah. I do remember they missed the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They went 2-8 their last 10. They have a 13% chance for a top 4 pick, a 3% chance for the number 1 pick. The Pacers actually have a 29% chance for a top 4 pick. So we'll see. John, NBA Eastern Conference Finals, we got Heat Celtics. Is there any way that the Celtics don't win this Eastern Conference Finals? I know that the Heat will put up a fight. Jimmy Buckets will put up a fight.
Jimmy Buckets, he's, man, one of the all-time greatest. I'm saying, Brandon, you tell me, correct me if I'm wrong, man. All-time greatest playoff moment, Jimmy Butler. The last couple seasons, he's had them. You can put him on that list. Yeah, I mean, if we had a list of playoff players, man, you know, he'd be on it. I think, though, Brandon, he's a little bit outgunned here, ain't he? It'd be one thing to take out a Marcus Smart and a Malcolm Brogdon team with a Jaylen Brown, but daggone, man, they also got Jason Tatum, man. It's a lot. He doesn't have – I don't even know what the health status of Tyler Hero. I don't think he's coming back anytime soon.
No.
Especially with he has a broken hand. He doesn't have all his, you know, fans. But they've gotten good play out of Kyle Lowry in spurts. Ain't that a damn shame? They've gotten good play out of Kyle Lowry in spurts. Man, shame on me. I'm not saying that, man. He probably needs to go to deal with me. But that's
Big
Butt
Lowry.
That's not my place to say that. Yeah, but like Bam Adebayo is like, you know what I'm saying, and they have a no excuse attitude, and they well scout the team. They play. Everybody plays defense. Everybody,
oh.
And you got a little veteran back there in Kevin Love.
Yeah,
so
Kevin Love has been a surprise
for
me in Miami this year. Kind of how well he's kind of fit in with them.
Fit in with it, right? So I say, you know, they push it to six. the Heat have pushed it to six, man. They always run out of gas, man. You know why? Because they you talk about change, Brandon. They might have to change. They might have to go ahead and let Tyler Hero go up out of there, man. They need him right now, and he's not available at all.
But they've gotten good play from Gabe Vincent and Max Strus.
Absolutely.
Both of them have given great minutes. They're both averaging double figures right now, 11 and 9, or 11 and 10.
Think about it. Yeah, but Tyler Hero, and I'm not – the injury is one thing, but he's had an inconsistent play as well in recent years, man. Remember, the bubble, we loved him in the bubble. We thought that was the ascension. We thought, you know what I'm saying, he was the ascension. He was the next white chocolate. We haven't seen white chocolate in a long time, man. So the part two version. So, like, I don't know, man. I like the Miami Heat, but, again, I think, you know what I'm saying, Jaylen Brown probably goes off for two games in this series, and then Jason Tatum just probably, you know what I'm saying, crushes everybody's hopes down in Miami, man. It'll be good entertainment series, man, because, you know, the Heat fans like to pack it in for the cameras and whatnot, man. But, nah, man, Boston is too good for this.
You got your final four. You got Nuggets, Lakers, Heat, Celtics. John, who's your prediction?
Cannot be. No way. Boston Celtics versus Denver Nuggets in the finals. There's no way that can happen. There's no way that can happen. But, like, logic kind of points to that for me.
A rematch of Lakers and Lakers Celtics? Bring back that rematch?
I wish LeBron could turn back time, man. He can't.
No.
I wish he could, man. So I'm saying Boston and Denver.
Okay. Boston and Denver. Interesting. I kind of like that. Yeah, and Boston's played – they've kind of hit hit and miss, I will say it, you know, this year, the way they've played. And they're going to go as far as Tatum. I still think Tatum takes a lot of bad shots, and sometimes you get lucky. And you hit your shots. I mean, he's averaging 28 here in the postseason. Jaylen with 14. It's just – besides that, you know, Marcus Smart averaging 15 and Brogdon 14 and Derek White 12. They don't have a bench, and that's my concern for the Celtics, that their bench, okay, Horford, Grant Williams, Peyton Pritchard, you know, it's the very thin bench compared to the Miami Heat. The Heat have a little bit more of a deeper, I feel. The Heat have 9 guys in double figures. So I kind of like the Heat to make it lengthy and maybe force a 7th game. Jimmy's good enough to make him force a 7 as long as they can stay healthy against Boston. I think Boston finds a way to go back to the finals. Now, like you said, takes on the Joker. I think Denver cuts the Nets this year.
Whoa. Wow.
I think Denver cuts the Nets.
I didn't know you was going there, buddy.
I know. I didn't think I was going there either. But I am.
Man, we might should have went live right there, buddy.
Me and Rocky.
It would really put the icing on the cake for Jokic.
It's dumb, but
he's a 2-time MVP. Probably could have been a 3-time MVP. He's always up there. It could be him. It could be Giannis in those MVP battles, because night after night, he does put on a fantastic show. And it reminds you of, like, late 90s basketball. You wish he could probably play a little bit better defense, but he plays, like, late 90s, like, Sabonis basketball. That's what it reminds you of, right? You just hope, you know what I mean, can he get it over the top? Can Jamal Murray stay 100% healthy? I know there was a question mark about him kind of coming into tonight's game as well, man. So, Ken Porter Jr., who also battled some health issues, he has battled him lately. But, again, okay, remember, he was Mr. A lottery pick, thought to be the next Kevin Durant, man. So, a lot of unknown territory for this Denver Nuggets team, but it's a team that they've been together for quite a long time, and it's kind of, like, you know what I'm saying, put a lot of these big-time contracts that they accrued and this camaraderie they put together year over year, like, this is the closest you've been. So you saying the Denver Nuggets cut down the net? Never, Brandon. I'll have to go with the Boston Celtics.
course.
But we'll get to that. We'll get to that, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to be these the conference and West Conference series are going to be, you know what I'm saying, just as entertaining as I think, you know, hopefully just as entertaining as the last time these teams connected with one another.
Okay. By the way, I just looked up Victor Wembanyama's season that he played with I can't even think of the team name, the 59ers or whatever the hell the team is called.
It's crazy.
John, you realize they got knocked out in the semifinals, and he wasn't even the best player on his team.
Who are you talking about? Wembanyama?
Yeah, he wasn't the best player on his own team. Will Cummins was the MVP.
Oh, wow. They have different levels of league play over there. He is playing with grown professional basketball, but he's not playing with necessarily guys his own age. But it's different levels of league play over there, man. So, and they kind of restrict. What I learned is like they kind of restrict his minutes because he is there compared to, you know, for his NBA journey, and like he is still very much a teenager, and he's still very much, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean, not necessarily young minded, but you know what I'm saying, he's not necessarily exposed to American culture at all.
How long until he passes Miles Turner?
As what? Oh man, what do you mean? Passes Miles Turner?
I mean, on stats. How long until he passes Turner on stats?
Well, I like blocking shots.
Blocking shots, scoring.
Well, you hoping that the pace is getting so, man, that's gonna be a front court out of this world. That's gonna be a front court out of this world.
It will
Miles
be, but
Turner?
I don't know about Miles. That's a concern.
And then our sponsor, Scott K. Nichols, State Farm Insurance, is saying he already flashed up on his Facebook page, Wembanyama, and he got a little picture with Wembanyama and Jaden Ivey, man. It's crazy.
Okay. Let me thank our guy is calling in here. Mike Kelly, what's going on, man?
Man, I was trying to remember if you guys were doing one today. I remember Saturday, and I texted JB. I was like, well, I was trying to call. I'm like, did I already miss it? I've been wheeling and dealing. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're good, man.
Right,
we're good. A little nervous with this lottery coming up for my Pacers, but, you know.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
I made my prediction. I thought we'd be at – I think I'm going to be optimistic.
Five.
We'll have the fourth pick. And John thinks seven. We can't get 5 and 6. It's impossible, apparently, from what I've read, that – there's no way that we can get a 5 or 6 based on mathematics, but 1 through 4 or 7, 8, and 9.
Yeah, that's what my brother was telling me that Sunday. We had a little Mother's Day cookout for our mom and sister, and we were talking a little bit about that after the game. Well, during the game and after the game, just trying to see, you know, where my pride is, but I still, you know, I live here, so, you know what I mean? I try to keep. I really like the team, so I mean they were doing some things, and so I mean, what do you do on the big? Well, I mean, for your front court, what do you do? That's my thing. I guess I'm still trying to hold on to old school values, you know, with the big man. But big man ain't big man anymore. They that's just a tall guard or something. I mean, you know, nobody really trying to bang. But I still think you need that, because what happens when your jumpers don't fall? You got to pound the paint, get to the line. So,
like the Lakers,
you know.
Yeah.
Say what?
I said kind of like the Lakers are doing. They're pounding the paint, getting to the free throw line.
Well, yeah, and that's the crazy thing is that's what you need to do. That's how LeBron won. That's how he beat Golden State in Cleveland. That's how he won, was the bump, you know, because – when you got those teams that are the pass, you know, the touch, they have I can't think of the word I'm looking for. What do you call it? When you rhythm shooting like that, because you know like how the Lakers, you know how you got teams that rhythm. You know what I mean? And so, because everybody has a plan, everybody has a way of doing things. But when you push and you bump like East Coast ball, that's That's what they've known. That's what East Coast, you know, then you got the Flash and Dash out west. But, yeah, you got it. I mean, they all this shooting, and I understand that that's the league. I mean, hell, the Boston Celtics coach, he got Boston shooting jumpers like that. Boston ain't never been that way. But that's my brother was saying that's the thing. But I was like, well, what happens
was
when your shot don't fall?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are you nervous with the Celtics that the depth's just kind of not there right now? Are you as you get to these next possible two series?
No, I'm not. The only thing I wouldn't say nervous, but the only thing that concerns me is the same thing that's been concerning me for the last 3 years is JT. His I don't know what it is. I'm not gonna say he's streaky because that's too general. That doesn't describe enough because streaky means like a player where you're in and out. But when he's even when he's halfway on. But my problem that I don't like is the only thing I'll let me say this before I get into JT. I like the fact that they let Williams because if they didn't bring Williams, then they probably wouldn't have won that series. Williams made a difference in the paint. It goes back to what I said a minute ago about the big man. I mean, I don't care how much shooting they do, how much Euro step, whatever. You still need a big man to clog that middle. You still need offensive boards. Because the jumpers don't fall, you still need somebody there. There's no way that anybody can tell me. That's just like NFL saying that offense wins championships. No, it doesn't. Defense wins championships. And since they don't hardly play defense, what's the next thing, the catalyst, is them boards. And offensive line. So I don't, you know, that's my only thing. And the thing that bothers me is when JT doesn't, when he hesitates or whatever you want to call it, okay, then you need to go to your number two, and that's Jaylen Brown. But when you don't let Jaylen Brown get the ball, that makes it even worse. Now you've killed two of you with that stuff. Yeah. So, you know, but Williams coming, Robbie, with him being there, I mean, they needed him last year. Remember, he was hurt, and then when he came, and so they needed him.
If they could ever get 7 to 8 points out of that kid, he'd be amazing. Consistent points. If he could ever turn into Kevin Looney, he rebounds very well. He can't score worth a damn, Mike, unfortunately.
But here's the thing.
He blocks shots. He do everything you want a big post to do. I wish he could, hey, man, one time, just hit the shot. You know what I'm saying? You had to cross your fingers. But he's, like, I'm not saying you don't have him on your team, for sure.
Right.
But if he could average 7 to 8 points, my goodness. I know we just said 7 to 8. My goodness. They mess around making him a daggone all-defensive team. I mean, all-third team NBA or something, man. But, like, no. You do need big. You do need bigs. You're absolutely right.
You need bigs, but look at all the shooters that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't need to. He doesn't. That's kind of like, I know this might sound far-fetched, but that's kind of like Rodman going to the Bulls. People forgot that he could shoot the ball. They don't need you to shoot the ball. We need you to rebound.
Mike Kelly, remember them old Detroit, Dennis Rodman.
You damn right I do, and the Spurs. I remember him sitting in the corner. I remember, yeah. I mean, Rodman was that dude. You know, that was my number. That's my number two and three team is the Spurs and the Pistons. But you got to ask yourself, right? Yeah, it would be good to contribute, but that's the point. That's what a role player does. A role player knows their role. I'm anxious to see what they do in these conference finals because I still say they.
But that's what Tatum told Jaylen Brown. A role player knows his role, and that's what I heard.
You might as well quote
that clown from Duke when he said that they want to have a meeting about ball distribution when he ain't never made a shot he didn't like. If you're gonna
Jaylen Brown would look great in a Pacer uniform.
Who would?
Jaylen Brown would look great in a Pacer uniform.
Oh, yeah. What, man, come on, man.
We got some draft picks to trade.
He don't want to break up. He don't want to break up that. They're not going to break them up like that.
No, they ain't going to break that up. There's times when Jaylen Brown is the number one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There definitely is.
If we were talking about Danny Ainge, Danny Ainge Scary behind probably would pull that nonsense off. He probably would send him out there because Bird, you know, because of that. Yeah. But yeah, Steve is a smart.
I wonder where they're gonna pick the Utah. That might be where Victor Wembanyama plays.
Stop it, John. They're ninth. They're not. He's not going. The Utah Jazz have a 4% chance. The number one pick. I like our six.
What is Houston? What are Houston's picks? Because I mean, you better watch them. You better watch Houston.
Houston's got 2 and 20.
That's what I thought. I knew they were. I knew they had like
currently. Currently, the number two. We'll see what happens. John thinks that the number one pick will go to Houston. I think the number one pick is going to go to the Spurs because it. What? Tell me if you haven't heard this before. The Spurs get a generational player. Come on now. They want to keep Pops happy.
But you know what Pop likes to do? Pop likes to let somebody else get him, or he'll drop down and throw him with something. So he doesn't have the ties with you. He might, you know, he I mean, a la Leonard. So I mean, look how he pulled that off, Paul George. You know, we want Paul George to come back home. Paul George. George Hill. He didn't want to come back here. We'll see. I'm trying to get home so I can kind of catch a little bit of it, but I wanted to kind of hear what you guys' take was on everything.
I don't like it. I understand it, but like whatever scenery come back, like they bring back in, I don't think it'll be better.
Let me ask you this. Because I like to hear besides myself and John talk about it. What's your take on the Ja Morant thing, man? The dude doesn't get it.
So you remember Lance that worked with us, right?
Yep.
Look on his page. Lance is on some rant. I don't know what he was talking about. I'm going to tell you like this. I'm a gun. I am pro-gun. So I'm pro-2A, and I'm not afraid to say it. But here's the thing. I like fast cars, too, but you don't see me driving, weaving in and out of traffic and racing from stoplight to stoplight. So here's my thing. I don't know what his mentality is. I have no idea. But when you have – because Lance went on about Mike Wilbon. I don't even really like Mike Wilbon that much, but I like the fact that he stands – I mean, he's a father. So no, I'm not gonna buy my son his shoes, and I don't want him in the house. I don't blame him. Lance seems to think that it's a criminal act, and he hasn't committed a criminal act. But you work for an organization. It's just like Jason Williams jumping on that motorcycle. You know better than that. You got to read the paperwork. You signed it. You work for the NBA. You are an NBA player. You're not a basketball player. You are an NBA basketball player. So the stuff that he keeps doing, we already know. I mean, it's already been said. Your friends, I don't know. They ruined. They're not your friends. They're leeches.
No, not at all.
And there's nothing about both of you. I consider both of you guys friends. I mean, we worked together. We had great times.
Absolutely.
I enjoyed talking
to
you both. And I know damn well that neither one of y'all would let me do something. I mean, if somebody doesn't tell me, that, hey, man, don't do that. I mean, I just saw the video this morning.
We allow you to come here on and talk about the Cincinnati Bengals, man. That's enough.
This guy, man. You know, I'm just around the corner from your house. Don't start that.
I'm
probably at home.
It's bad enough my Steelers got to beat the Bengals right after Thanksgiving and then 2 days before Christmas. It's bad enough.
Oh, isn't that cute? Okay.
All right, Mike.
Yeah, if the game was only one half.
Right. We got to get ready for the lottery.
No doubt.
Hey, man,
but yeah, I don't know, man. That dude,
no
is,
good,
he's
going to
be out the league is what he's going to be.
Yep.
Y'all ready?
I don't have no sympathy for him. I mean, that's ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous. You guys get a second. Look at my post on Lance's page.
Okay.
I said about it. So, but hey, I'm going to let you guys get, man. I'm a few blocks away from the house, and, man, we'll see what they're doing here.
Sounds good. Cross
Thanks,
Mike.
Thanks for me. Big time. Big time Bengals fan, man.
Hey, the PBA, or the the bolo went out, John. He's here. Reggie Sykes, what's going on?
What?
Victor.
Oh, Rimpy to Indy. Hashtag
speaking it into existence. I'm speaking it into existence, guys. I'm speaking it into existence. 6.8% chance? Hey, that's all we need is 1%. NBA owes us for all the times we've been cheated. They owe us.
Wow.
They owe us for the non-goaltending call when we were playing Cleveland that James did on Victor. They owe us. They owe us for cheating us in New York when Grandmama hit a three at half court after the buzzer that went off, and they gave him a three anyway. That's when they started using the light-up backboard and back. They owe us. They owe us because we're paying that fine for joining the NBA, you know, from the ABA. They owe us. They owe us. Hey, and I figured today would be a good day to call since that bum D. Cox out of town. So I figured today would be a perfect day to call. I don't have to listen to the stupid sports tape. You ain't nothing but a dummy.
Hey, I'm going
to
clip that audio.
Perfect day to call.
He owes us. They owe us. I'm clipping that to use that forever on this show.
Hey, feel free to use it. Feel free to use it. So, yeah. I'm a little excited,
Reg,
man.
Your boy here, Jonathan's been talking some smack about you the last 4 or 5 weeks, you being MIA.
Yeah, man. I know, man. It's been my fault, man. I've been meaning to call, man, and it's my fault. I apologize.
Brandon Reed. I see Reggie all on the golf course. I seen Reggie in South America. I heard Reggie on JMV show. I heard Reggie on Kevin and Query. I said,
now you know I'm not up that early. I get off at 6 in the morning, so I'm not calling them.
You ain't called the show in 3 weeks, man. And I was like, okay. I see how it is.
Hey, I apologize, man. I should have called after we drafted AR because I was excited. I really thought we was gonna take Will Levis. But I was really excited about taking AR.
Right.
I thought that's who we were going to take. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, I would be happy with any of the first four quarterbacks that went, you know. I wouldn't have been happy. But I'm more happy with AR because I think he has he just can run, man. And I think his accuracy can be improved upon,
Red,
you know, and
his
footwork.
Red, he going to sit 6 games.
No, they ain't. He may sit. You say 6 games?
Yeah.
Nah, I say he's probably going to sit 2.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, he's going to be after, man. He's going to be after. You got to throw him in the fire, man. You threw Peyton Manning in the fire, and true enough, because he's a four-year player at Tennessee.
We're comparing to Peyton.
I'm glad you came back. I'm glad you took away, man, because you came back with some heat, man. They owe us, and now this, he's going to play.
I'm just saying. You got to throw him in the fire. If he does okay during a trial, if he learns, if he's the fastest learner as they say he is, if he can learn that 5-step drop instead of the 3-step drop, if he can improve his accuracy, you got to throw the young guy out there. You got to.
Okay.
On-the-job experience is the best experience. But if he doesn't pick up the offense, then Mitch you out there and let him go 2 or 3 games. 6 games? He's not going to sit 6 games. There's no way he's going to sit 6 games. No way possible. No way possible.
Okay.
How many wins this year, Reg?
Huh?
How many wins?
Let me think about it a little bit, man. Let me sit back on that one right now, man. Really, our defense didn't lose us the games last year. It was our offense. The defense was just out there so long that they couldn't, you know, you're going to get tired. The problem wasn't the defense. The problem was the offense. I just think the things that they did with in Philadelphia, I predict we're going to see some of the same things here. And I know everybody's predicting that, but I'm sure there's going to be some extra twists. And I think we have a better running back than Jonathan. I just think this offense is going to be dynamic, man. I'm just looking forward to it, man. I really am, man. But I'm looking forward to getting Victor tonight, too, man. That's what I'm looking forward to.
The hashtag is out on Twitter. Wimby to Indy.
Wimby to Indy. Oh, wow.
Wimby to Indy.
Yes.
That's the hashtag. So, all right, Reg. Well, we're about
Thanks,
six
Reg.
Minutes away from the unveiling, so you'll watch along.
Well, hey
with
guys, I'm gonna be back. I'm back. So my bad, man. But you know, like I said, that dummy, man. He, you know, it wouldn't have me coming. You know, But I'm back.
All right. Sounds good, Reg. Have a good night. Hey, let's cross our fingers and our toes that Wimby to Indy happens tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right. Take care, Reg. All right, John. We are 6 minutes away. We're going to do quick ad reads, pay our bills, get our sponsors out here. Sure. We'll do that. We come back. We are, we'll be under 5 minutes to go as the lottery gets unveiled.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm insurance agent Scott K. Nichols will help make it easy and affordable to help protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Scott K. Nichols in Indianapolis today at 317-243-3509. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We also want to thank our sponsor, Mavericks Custom Motorsports, where ideas are created and dreams are born, specialized in custom motorcycles, boats, slingshots, jeeps, and trucks, offering pickups, delivery, and shipping worldwide. Yes, I said it, worldwide shipping. Check us out today, MavericksCustomMotorsports.com. Let them know Crossroads Sports sent you. Get all your customized in your motorcycles, your boats. It's boating season here. It's boating season everywhere, your slingshots, your jeeps, your trucks. Get them all fancied out, but you need to reach out to Mavericks Custom Motorsports. Get them done today. Check them out, MavericksCustomMotorsports.com. Let them know Crossroads Sports sent you.
Crossroads Sports would like to thank Wiseman Logistics. Their team is dedicated to the successful delivery of your packages. Services, domestic or commercial, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Call 877-744-6212 to set up your delivery. Thanks, Wiseman.
This is Coach Chris Artis, and you're listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio.
All right, we are back. Thank you, Coach Chris Artis, for the re-entry. John, 3 minutes away from the lottery, the Indiana Pacers. Franchise is about to get turned, you would think. Let me name you the number one teams the last 20 years and their odds. I will tell you this, just looking at it right now, the Wizards had the 2001. They had a 15% chance. The teams, John, that haven't had a chance, the 2007 Portland Trailblazers had a 5% chance, John, and they were in seventh spot. Pre-lottery, just like the Indiana Pacers are tonight. They had a 5% chance. They got the number one pick. They took Greg Oden with their pick that year. The following year, the Chicago Bulls had the ninth position in the lottery. They had a 1% chance, and they got the number one pick and took Derrick Rose. So it's worked out there. The Clippers in 2011 had a 2% chance, and they were eighth in the lottery, and they drafted and traded Kyrie Irving. Those trade rights. The Cleveland Cavaliers in 2014 were ninth. They had a 1% chance. They took Andrew Wiggins with their pick. And in 2019, most recently, the New Orleans Pelicans had a 6% chance, just like the Pacers. Pre-lottery was in seventh, just like the Pacers. And they took Zion Williamson. So there is a chance that it can happen. But the last three draft lotteries with the new system of the top three teams having 14% chances, the Timberwolves in 2020 were third initially. The Pistons were second in 2021 initially, and the Magic were second initially in 2022. So the team that's had the number one, allegedly the number one worst team, hasn't got the pick in the last 5 years. The last time that happened was 2018. The Phoenix Suns had the number one pick with the worst odds, and they had DeAndre Ayton. So we will see what happens. We're moments away. The Mavericks pick goes to Dallas if it's number 11 through number 14. If it's in the top 10, Dallas gets to keep it. That was part of the Jalen Brunson trade or sign and trade that happened during the offseason. Yeah, so we will see. And, you know, they're going to drag this out over this next half an hour.
Of course, man. They got to fill. They got to fill.
Do you know the Pacers representative is Tyrese Halliburton?
Hey, man, you know what? A caller called into one of the local shows, man, was asking, putting, like, criticism on Tyrese Halliburton, man, about getting the team to about getting the team to the playoffs next. I wasn't the caller, if anybody thought that was – I wasn't the caller, man. I am one of the more critical voices around here about the Pacers. You know what I'm saying? Playing in May, it'd be better to be talking about Pacers and racing, you know what I'm saying, in the month of May instead of just racing. You know what I mean? And everybody else's team. So, I'm glad Tyrese is out there, man. He's a definitely good representation for the Pacers franchise, man. He's an all-star. We all know all these things, man. Hopefully, I think he can be a good luck charm for him as well.
Yeah. Hopefully, it will be.
We can talk right in between time, man. We can probably we're gonna lose our minds about it, man. I promise, man. But this NIL, not NIL, but this ACC falling apart crap.
Yeah, how about that? 7 ACC teams are looking to break their contract and leave the ACC.
Crazy.
John,
man, that's crazy.
Super conferences are coming.
I'm here. The only reason why I mention it, man, is because like people listen to what I'm saying, man. They're talking like Virginia and Virginia Tech coming to the Big Ten. They're talking like Clemson and North Carolina State getting absorbed into the SEC. I get it from like what the school is going to make and like what the programs are going to make, right? But I just don't get like how that changes the power dynamics in anything.
Yep.
If
here
Virginia
we go.
And Virginia Tech is all right, here we go.
The time has come, John.
This is
here's our deputy.
David Stern, man.
Oh, here's our deputy commissioner. We're going to see what he has. First one is obviously going to work their way down, people. 14-1. We'll see what happens.
Navigate.
14th. Should probably go to the Pelicans. It is. The 14th pick is the Pelicans. Okay. The 13th pick, technically, should be Toronto, you would think, if you look at the simulator. It is the Raptors. So the Raptors are at 13. If the Mavericks get one of these here, that's going to the Knicks. It's Oklahoma City at 12. So the Thunder at number 12, no surprises. It's gone in order. The 11th pick is the Orlando Magic.
Okay.
This was the Bulls pick initially in the Vucevic trade. Number 10. Probably the Mavericks, I'm going to guess. It is the Mavericks at 10, so they keep their pick. Good thing they lost their last game of the year on purpose. Here we go, 9-8-7.
Uh-oh, Brandon will lose it.
The 9th pick is the Utah Jazz.
All right.
Here's where the Pacers
in
Washington were tied. The
8th
pick,
man.
The 8th pick
right
is the Wizards. So here's where the Pacers were initially at, the 7. The 7th pick is, damn it, the Pacers. It is the Pacers at 7.
Damn, did I speak it into existence, y'all? I should have took my money.
Well, you said 8, I thought.
No, I didn't.
The 6th is the Magic. Nothing's changed yet. Nothing has changed yet. The 5th pick is the Pistons. The Pistons are the 5th, and they had the worst record. So that puts Portland into the top 4. Houston, San Antonio, Charlotte, and Portland. They're going to commercial. But Portland moves up. The Pistons have the fifth pick, which, my God, they dropped so low.
This is like major drama, man, for real. Why?
Does Whit Mignogna go to Portland? Does he go to Charlotte? Does he go to San Antonio or Houston?
Right.
Interesting. They're going to commercial. John, Pacers are seventh, unfortunately. Like we said, there's players there at seven that you can take and be happy with.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's a mixed bag from the Thompson boys, who will probably go 4 and 5, Anthony Black, Jarace Walker, Cam Whitmore, Taylor Hendricks. I think you're all right there. Or they may even trade it, John. Do you think they could possibly trade and get a veteran veteran big-time, not big-time player. You know what I'm talking about, like an upper player.
No. Potentially move up, potentially in this draft, move up from 7 to 5, because the Pacers, we must remember, the Pacers do have some youth on their bench and some youth that can shoot. It's streaky, right? Or and some other pieces, remember, when you talk about the contracts that they have, they can potentially tie to a trade, to potentially move up. It could. There's no way. I know Indiana people are probably poo-pooing it, but I kind of break myself for impact and say, oh, man, no, the Pacers are going to be picking here at 7, and these are the guys that they can kind of be. Jarace Walker, if he's there, because it might be a stretch for somebody, for a franchise to pick him at 5, if I was a general manager, I might take him at 5, but the Pacers at 5, Jarace Walker, I'm feeling good at that. Pacers, Brandon was thinking pie in the sky, he wasn't that elite level talent, he wasn't that Amen Thompson. It's not meant to be this year. You're still gonna have a good, solid young player to pick up at pick 7.
And can we be happy? The Wembanyama is not gonna go to the Central Division. Let's be happy about that. Like, come on, people. Let's cheer for that. His odds are he's going to go to the West between Portland, Spurs, Rockets, or the Hornets. You would think that there might be some colluding with Michael Jordan, but I know he was leaving the Hornets, selling the team or selling his portion. So we'll see. Man, I'm still thinking Spurs, John. I'm still thinking Spurs. If you look at the standings, the Portland Trailblazers were 2 games better than Indiana, and now they're in the top 4. 2 games. That's all it was.
Get Dame some help. Is that what you're saying? They're cooking up the lottery?
How about get this? The Detroit Pistons had a 52% chance of having a top 4 pick. 52% chance of being top 4, and they're 5th. Some people need to check on some of our friends up in Detroit. Somebody put on Twitter they need to fire Ben Wallace, since he was the representative tonight.
Oh, don't start that, y'all.
So, just craziness, John. Craziness. The NBA lottery. I can't wait to see Twitter more with all the fans. Indy Star's already putting some stuff out there for the Pacers, who they can go after at the number 7 spot. We had 6 last year and took Benedict Mathurin. So there's, like you said, there's a good chance. There's some good talent out there, whether you draft it or you trade it, either one. I would even look at maybe, I know they won't do it, but I would take Mikal Bridges. I don't know. Would you trade the 7th pick for Mikal Bridges?
And Chris Duarte? Absolutely.
Oh, okay. And the Duarte. All right, here we go. Wembanyama is taking pictures with family all in Paris, France right now.
And you're moving to Portland.
Oh, it could be worse. You could have been, as Charles Barkley said, San Antonio. Them big old women down in San Antonio, according to Barkley.
Man. He said it. He said it, right? Don't get in trouble.
He did. Here we go. The top 4, Brandon Roy is representing the Portland Trailblazers. Here we go.
Wow.
The 4th pick belongs to I got money on this, by the way, too. I put some bets on the Rockets. The Rockets are the fourth pick.
All right.
So it's either San Antonio, Charlotte, or Portland. The third pick is Portland. Charlotte or the Spurs. I'm telling you, I picked the Spurs. The second pick is Hornets. He's going to the Spurs, John. I called it. I freaking called it. Did I not call that?
Hey, man, NBA fix, man.
Go figure.
The NBA fix.
Rewind the tape. Rewind the podcast when you listen to this. I said, make you some predictions. I said, Victor Wembanyama is probably going to be a Spur because those are generational players, and somehow the Spurs find their way, and Popovich cries his way to get another one. David Robinson in 87, Tim Duncan in 97, and in 2023, Victor Wembanyama, another big man, going to the Spurs. Wow. John, I did put a bet in the other night on the Spurs. At plus 550 to be awarded the number one pick. So got good odds for that. So happy to see. Happy to see that. Spurs are happy. I don't know. We got to look at the roster. Where do they go from there? They're 22-60 last year.
They jettisoned some of the talent. Like Walker was one of their talents a couple seasons ago.
Yeah, they still got Blake Wesley.
And he's a developing talent, man. So, again, like, what is going to be around Victor Wembanyama? How much are we putting on this plate? That's what I'm kind of hesitant about. And then, like, again, how long is Popovich going to be around? He's not – is he going to be around long haul or, you know, saying the short future?
Look at Wendy. Windhorse is in Paris interviewing him. Oh, boy. So you got Keldon Johnson, Devontae Graham, Jeremy Schohan, Dougie McDermott, Blake Wesley, Zach Collins, Devin Vassell, Julian Champagne, Trey Jones, Kiete Bates-Diop is there. Your boy, Romeo Langford.
Collecting a check.
Collecting a check. Averaged 6 points last year. 43 games. So...
get to the Crimson Fund. IU Music.
Right, exactly. All right, John, my man, I'll let you kind of wrap us up tonight. Pacers are 7, Wembanyama going to skirt, as I called it. I'll repeat it again.
Yeah, man.
I called it.
Hey, Brandon, we've called it, man. And like everybody, when we tune off to the show, man, everybody's going to be losing their mind about where their, you know, saying team is going to be selecting who, man. Wow. What a great show we had tonight, man. I'm glad everybody called in, Mike Kelly and Reg, man, and then all those folks who kind of chimed in or interacted with us on the Facebook Live post, man. Great show tonight. I want to say thank you to Scott K. Nichols State Farm Insurance, our sponsor. I want to say thank you to Mavericks Custom Motorsports, our sponsor. I want to say thank you to Wiseman Logistics, our other sponsor, man. How can we do the show without them? Brandon Reese, man, our Tuesday night show. This is the Tuesday night slot that we used to have, man.
It is a retro show.
It's a retro show, man. Great show, great interacting with everybody, man. Bigger, better ever. Bigger, better than ever next week. Probably different time, probably Wednesday, man. Thanks for everybody for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content.